Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
トップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyoneWelcome to episode 455 of Japan Top 10. Today we're bringing you December Artist of the Month, introducing Junichi Inagaki. I'm Christine, and with me today we have...
Connor!
And we'll be your host today. We hope you enjoy the episode.
So before we get started, we have a few announcements. Well, actually just one announcement. And that is a very fun one. We are wondering if anyone would like to join our team. We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, which is what I am, as well as on-air hosts, which I guess is also what I am. But it's an opportunity to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. So if you're interested, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. Without further ado, let's get started.
All right. Junichi Inagaki is a singer from Miyagi no Sendai in the Miyagi Prefecture, known for his 80s and 90s city pop hits and love songs. His most famous song is Krismasu Kyaroru no Koro niwa, or At the Time of Christmas Carols, released in 1992. It sold 1.7 million copies and is a popular Christmas song in Japan.
I love Christmas music. Oh my gosh. It's so exciting. I'm going to have to listen to this.
So do I. This is definitely the season.
Exactly. And I was just thinking that too. Like, it's starting to play at like stores and like restaurants now. So on the radio. So yeah. He was interested in music from an early age. He played a homemade guitar in elementary school, sung and played drums in junior high school, and started his own band called Faces in high school.He played at small concert venues, discotheques, and American Army bases in Yokosuka in Kanagawa Prefecture and Tachikawa in Tokyo Prefecture, and was eventually scouted for his vocal talent by Toshiba EMI, which is now known as Universal Music Japan, releasing his debut single, Ame no Regret, or Rainy Regret, in 1982.
Over the years, Inagaki has won three Japan Record Awards, one Japan Golden Disc Award, a Japan Composition Award,and most recently, the first Tohoku Good Ager Award as a cultural ambassador of Sendai after his hometown was affected by the earthquake and tsunami in March 2011. He celebrated his 40th anniversary this year and is currently completing a national tour. Okay, so before we move on, we just have a quick announcement for you.Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That would be nola@jtop10.jp. And we may feature you on a future episode. For more details, see our website at jtop10.jp.And without further ado, introducing to you, Merry Christmas ga ienai, or It's Hard to Say Merry Christmas, released on November 1st, 1990.
Number 4.
「いろいろな空」
And that was Merry Christmas ga ienai. Merry Christmas ga ienai is Inagaki's 20th single and has been released three times in 1990, 1991 with a new jacket design and karaoke mix, and 1993 with his 1992 Christmas Carol no Koro ni wa.
Yes, another Christmas song. It was used in the fashion brand Miki's Boutique Joy commercial and reached number 10 on the Oricon charts. It was composed by Toshiaki Matsumoto with lyrics by Yasushi Akimoto, and Inagaki repeats the line, "It's hard to say Merry Christmas," numerous times, of course.
The lyrics refer to a lonely man alone on Christmas, remembering his lost love. The lyrics quote, "It's the restaurant we found last year. We booked it a year ago. Can hear the foghorn from the port. We toasted that night. It's hard to say Merry Christmas. I wonder where you'll remember. It's hard to say Merry Christmas. A time I'll never go back to. Tonight, I'm alone because I'll never love anyone like I loved you. I want to protect the sadness in my empty chest. I can't drink anything else but the wine from that night. But I can't toast to anyone. This is definitely a more sorrowful, like a sad love song for Christmas. And it's also one of his slower beat for a reason, like, you know, because of the context of the song. But
right.
I personally really like the melody of the song. Like, I think there's just something very moving about the melody to me. Yeah, I don't know how you feel about the song. I know this is not something like you would associate. I mean, obviously, usually Christmas songs are a bit more cheery, given that it's, you know, holiday season and, you know, getting together with family and loved ones. But this is obviously almost like a reverse of that, like remembering a lost love.
Yeah, and Christmas songs, like, there's a lot of different kinds out there. Like, I mean, like, Christmas love songs specifically, like, I know they're very popular, like, among, like, country singers, which is a completely different genre. Don't get me, like, started. Like, I like some... Anyways, not important. Let's not get into that. Anyways. But, no, I do agree this is a bit more on, like, the more, like, sad and miserable side. But I think that that's kind of what happens when you put a city pop artist with Christmas music.
For sure, yeah. It's a good song, though. Like, I enjoyed listening to this song, even though the lyrics and the context of the song obviously was not exactly happy.
Exactly, and I think that's kind of... That's what city pop also does with you, I think. It's like it even though the lyrics and, like, the contents aren't necessarily, like, perfect, the actual, like, sound and the way it makes you feel is pretty... It's like, I feel like it's a pretty, if not positive, then, like, interesting emotion.
Mm-hmm. Agree. And before we move on to our next song, we just have another quick announcement for you. Do you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? You can reach potentially up to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For more details, please visit jtop10.jp.
All right, on to our next song. We have Boku Naraba Koko ni Iru, or If It's Me, I'll Be Here, from January 13th, 1993.
Number 3. I'm
Again, that was Boku Naraba Koko ni Iru. Boku Naraba Koko ni Iru was Inagaki's 28th single and was featured on his 1992 album For My Dearest. The song was composed by Mayumi Horikawa with lyrics written by Yasushi Akimoto. You've heard Yasushi Akimoto actually a lot.
Yeah, and it was the featured song in the commercial for Honda Domani and was used as the ending theme for the sports news program Sports Frontier on TV Asahi.
Oh, cool. And the lyrics referred to yearning for your lost love to return to you. An example of this is, all I can do is wait until the day you get hurt and come home. All I can do is wait here for you. Someday I'll see you. I don't know if I like those lyrics. But I do like the song.
Yeah, you know, I think there's nothing that speaks city pop in the 80s and 90s like a very dramatic introduction, like the one that this song has with the musical arrangements. I don't know, I feel like to me that's like a signature intro. And like from there and with, you know, the electric guitar, I'm like, ah, yes, I know where we're going.
Oh, yeah, you know me too well.
Yeah, and I mean, this is also yet another TV commercial associated with Inagaki Junichi-san's songs. So definitely seeing this as a recurring theme and his affinity with cars and auto.
We have one last announcement. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/survey to find out what we are doing with your annual listener feedback survey for the upcoming year. Thank you again to all those who participated to provide your feedback about our show.
All right. And on to our penultimate song, Dramatic Rain, or Dramatic Rain, released on...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On October 21st, 1982.
Number 2.
もしもこの前
Was Dramatic Rain. Dramatic Rain is Inagaki's third single from his album Shy Lights and was composed by Kyohei Tsutsumi with lyrics written by Yasushi Akimoto.
Akimoto was working as a composer for a broadcasting station while he was a high school student. He entered a contest by Tsutsumi's record company Express to compose lyrics for the song and ended up winning. And the song was one of his early hits before becoming one of the best-selling lyricists in Japan with AKB48 fame. Akimoto is said to have purchased a BMW with the royalty earnings he received for his work on the song.
The song was featured in the commercial for Yokohama Rubber along with Bachelor Girl in 1985. And Dramatic Rain reached number 8 on the Oricon charts and remained on the chart for 6 months.
The song actually ended up being re-recorded in 2021 by singer-songwriter Juju for the album Kyohei Tsutsumi Songbook after the composer. I feel like Inagaki, like, he had a very successful career. Like, it must feel so good to have so many songs reach like these like top 10, you know, like top like number one like chart positions, you know?
Right. No, exactly. And you know, for me personally, what I thought was super interesting for this song is Dramatic Rain, that phrase in the song, it's delivered so dramatically. Like, you know, it's like the drag, like, drama, like dramatic rain, the way that line is delivered, uh-huh, like how everything else is. Yeah, yeah. I personally think that was really interesting to me when I listened to it.
Oh, if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And without further ado, we've got our last song of the evening, or whatever time it is for you, which is called Christmas Carol no Koro Niwa. Or At the Time of Christmas Carols, from October 28th, 1992.
Number 1.
Christmas Carol no Koro ni wa was Inagaki's 27th single. It was released 10 years into his career and is his most popular song, as we mentioned previously.
Christmas is considered a romantic holiday in Japan, and the lyrics refer to a couple that has reached a rut in their married life. The lyrics quote, "If I'd reach out a little more, it would have reached you. Our love was 1 millimeter apart. At the time of Christmas carols, we'll be freer than before we met. At the time of Christmas carols, I want to think about what's important to me by myself. It's warm when someone's beside you, but we can't hug each other with blankets on our backs. When the support you have is so close that you can't see it, you'll know that it's there when it's gone."
And the song was so successful that it reached number one in the Oricon charts for a cumulative period of 5 weeks and sold over 1.7 million copies. Wow.
That really is an achievement. And Inagaki has said that he is embarrassed to go shopping during Christmas after hearing an instrumental version of the song at the supermarket.
The track was written by Makoto Mitsui with lyrics by Yasushi Akimoto. The single also features the track Genki o Dashite, or Cheer Up, by Mariah Takeuchi of Plastic Love fame. Ha!
The track was covered by Canadian-Japanese band Monkey Magic and Japanese hip-hop unit gaggle with Inagaki himself in 2018. You know, what's interesting about Christmas songs or Christmas carols in Japan is exactly like we said earlier. Because Christmas, I mean, obviously, you know, Connor and myself, we both live in North America. And in North America and also in European countries, Christmas is definitely more a time for family. So, which is why I think we would associate Christmas carols with more heartwarming songs that you can play at the Christmas dinner with your family, as opposed to love songs, which tends to be the case for Japanese singers, because, you know, Christmas is a time you spend with your lover or your, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your other half, as opposed to your entire family.
Yeah, I think it's very fitting that we, you know, ended on like a festive song too. Even if it is like still about love in the end, like I think that, you know, it is kind of becoming that time of year.
Sure. I mean, I think it's festive in different ways, right?
Yeah.
Like this wouldn't be what we would consider a festive Christmas song from a North American standard, because I think from a North American or even like a European standard, there's definitely going to be more. Well, one, there's going to be all the influence from all the Christmas carols, possibly, that, you know, that's out there, for one. And two, I think it would be more, not exactly kind of happy-go-lucky and cheery, but more jolly. I was trying to find the appropriate term for what I'm trying to describe, but it's been difficult. But I think jolly is a good adjective for the atmosphere I'm trying to describe.
I really do like Inagaki. I think I don't think I've come across one of the songs I haven't liked. I think the melodies are all like probably my favorite parts, and then the lyrics come in like a close second.
Yeah, and obviously because Christmas Carol no Koro ni wa was the last song that we are introducing to you today. You know, like, Connor, like, what did you think about the song list that we played for the listeners today? Or what did you think about Inagaki Junichi-san's, I guess, his music style, or, you know, even city pop?
Yeah, I feel like, when I listen to him, I feel like he sounds very, like, youthful. Like, I hear a lot of energy, and, like, a lot of, like, I guess, like, you know, like, youth and, like, kind of, even if it's, like, very, like, dark and like kind of sad topics that deal with heartbreak, I still kind of hear like his spirit, I guess, and I think that makes it very like enjoyable to listen to. I think that it kind of makes hard feelings more bearable even to the listener, and so I mean I guess I really appreciate that, because I think like while the lyrics are very dramatic and like while they can be expressed in a very dramatic way, I think at the end of the song I'm feeling, you know, like kind of at peace, kind of like content.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like what you mentioned with, you know, even when there are sad songs, you still feel the spirit of it. Because I feel like sad songs or like sad love songs, ballads these days, it's usually piano. You know, you have piano going in the background, and it's, you're kind of drowned in sorrow, so to speak. Whereas I feel like Inagaki-san's love songs, even when they're sad love songs, because the genre is more city pop and because there's still that tempo, that beat, that melody, and the way that he delivers it, there's still energy in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like going back to like the energy, like it's like, like maybe it's like the quality of his voice, but it's, I mean, because I also really enjoy his voice, but it sounds very young, you know, at whatever time it was released, like it sounds very young. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I think it's a very good set list.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed the episode today. I know I certainly did, introducing, again, like Connor and I have mentioned on this episode, both of us, we weren't very familiar with Inagaki Junichi-san, but I think, you know, through today's episode, we definitely learned a lot about his music style and a lot about, you know, his songs. And he has a very distinctive voice. Then I know that some of the songs that we've listened to today will go in my personal music playlist later.
Ooh.
And I hope that is this, and I hope the listeners can say the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and as we are approaching the end of our episode, I actually have a personal announcement. So this is actually going to be my last episode on the J Top 10 podcast, and it has been quite a ride for the past year and a half being a part of the podcast, hosting these episodes with all of my amazing co-hosts, and also, of course, sharing with the listeners different topics, whether it be cultural or music topics about J-pop. And by the time that myself and Connor are recording this, it's actually close to America's Thanksgiving. So I'm actually so grateful for, you know, for this experience, and I'm also really grateful for the listeners. And yeah, 今までありがとうございました.
Aw, you know, Christine, we'll miss you. It's been an honor, you know, working. I think we've done like maybe 3 episodes together. But yes, I think
I think it's three at this point.
I mean, they're very much like a novice at this. Like, I really am a content producer at heart, I feel. But you do a very good job of, like, you know, making me feel confident. I think you're very skilled, and it's been an honor working with you. And I hope that, you know, I hope that life treats you well.
Thank you. And yeah, good luck on this podcast. And, you know, to all the listeners who are listening, I hope you have a very good day and a very good year.
Well, I guess I have one more last announcement to make. And that is, I guess, a heads up for next week. So, well, actually, it'll be a few weeks from now. Tassie and Lydia will be joining you to bring a brand new Top 10 episode for the month of December. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I'll be listening in from the listener's perspective.
Oh, how exciting.
Right. Okay, well, this was your host, Christine.
And Connor.
And we hope you have a very good day. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.